Dear friends, a diagnosis of blood cancer is always very difficult. However, we need to remember that most of our patients today are cured, completely cured of blood cancer. But if and only if they are able to get the right diagnosis and the right treatment at the right time. There are three major types of blood cancers. There is leukemia, lymphoma, and then myeloma. Now, we need to understand that blood cancer is actually cancer of the bone marrow. Inside our bones, we have bone marrow. And this is the factory which has the cells which make red cells, white cells, and platelets in our blood. So when we say that blood cancer is actually a cancer of the bone marrow, what we mean by that is that the cancer cells are in the bone marrow. They will spread across our bones, across the bone marrow in various bones, and they will not allow the normal marrow, the normal factory, to do its job. So the RBCs decrease, the hemoglobin decreases. And hemoglobin supplies oxygen to our entire body. WBCs also decrease, which can lead to infections because WBCs are the soldiers of our body. And lastly, the production of platelets comes down and our patients can have bleeding. So how do we treat blood cancer? Remember, chemotherapy, radiation, and sometimes stem cell transplantation is used to treat blood cancer. Amongst this, the most important type of treatment is chemotherapy. And what is this chemotherapy? It is nothing but the medicine which is given to kill cancer cells. This medicine can be taken by mouth. Some of these are given as injections, and that is how they go inside the body and kill the cancer cells. Now, why do chemotherapy? Why can't we just do an operation and remove the cancer cell? Well, blood is everywhere in our body, and hence blood cancer is also everywhere in the body. When we give chemotherapy by mouth, as tablets, or as an injection, it spreads through the blood. It spreads to every nook and corner of the body and finds and kills the cancer cells. It destroys them. So chemotherapy is called systemic therapy. It treats across all the organ systems of our body. And hence, chemotherapy is very, very important in the treatment of blood cancer. But can every patient be treated? Can every patient be cured? Well, unfortunately not. Some patients have cancer which is resistant to medicines, which is resistant to chemotherapy. Some patients may show an initial response and then the cancer relapses after a few months or years. So obviously these are patients whose cancer will not be cured by just giving chemotherapy. What do we do then? Well, we need not worry. We have immunotherapy. We have stem cell transplantation. And with these two techniques, with some newer medicines, newer treatment modalities, we can still cure many, many patients, even if their cancer has come back. So how is this chemotherapy actually given for blood cancer? What we have seen over decades of research is giving just one type of medicine usually does not help. Remember, cancer cells are bad cells. They are like terrorists in a patient's body. We don't just send one type of police or army to fight a terrorist. We send different kinds of people to neutralize the bad guys. Similarly, we use a combination of different medicines. We use a combination of multiple chemotherapy drugs and use these to kill the cancer cells. And you know what it leads to? Many, many patients can get cured completely and permanently. Some patients just achieve control temporarily and the cancer can come back. And ultimately, there are still some patients who cannot be cured, and for them, we use chemotherapy for palliation. That means comfort care to keep them comfortable for as long as it's possible. Now, when we talk of chemotherapy, we are talking of combination of medicines. We have learned over the years how to use different combinations, different medicines, different doses. Some injections are given once a week, others are given once a month. And the overall treatment is generally divided into three parts. First part is called induction chemotherapy. In the first part, the body has a lot of cancer cells, and we give strong, intense chemotherapy to kill off as many bad cells as possible. This takes about a month for the body to recover from this. In the second month, once the induction is over, we start what is called as consolidation chemotherapy. This again goes on for 2-3 months. There are different cycles, different medicines. The patient is treated and they recover. And then lastly, the third phase is the maintenance phase. This is used for some cancers where we give chemotherapy or immunotherapy for up to 2 years. So induction, consolidation, and maintenance. Three phases, different medicines, different combinations, trying to cure as many patients as possible. What about the side effects? What's new in this treatment? Many people are scared the moment they hear the word chemotherapy. What if I have side effects? Will I lose hair? Will I have ulcers in the mouth? Can I get bad infections? What happens to my immunity? Won't cancer cells kill the good immune cells and decrease my immunity? Yes, you're right. But today, medicines are safer. We know how much dose to give and what to avoid. We have better medicines which have lesser side effects, which can be used even for our elderly patients. We also know how to handle the complications in a better manner. Today, we are pretty good at diagnosing and managing infections. So many patients have died in the past because of complications of chemotherapy. Today, that number is much, much, much smaller. It will suffice to say that for the majority of patients, chemotherapy is the best possible treatment for blood cancer. However, your specialist will assess you. Doctor, hematologist, or oncologist will assess whether a patient can safely undergo chemo or not. And the bottom line from all this is majority of the blood cancers can be treated, cured, provided they are detected early, provided the right treatment is given at the right time. If you know somebody who has frequent infections, frequent fevers requiring admission, persistent weakness, low hemoglobin, low platelets, low WBCs, do get them evaluated. Remember, early detection, right treatment is important. My best wishes to you. Get cured and lead a normal life. This is Dr. Sachin Jadhav, Group Head, Hematology and Bone Marrow Transplant, HCG Group of Hospitals, signing off. Please subscribe to our channel, Know It to Beat It, to get more information on this topic. Thank you.
Adding life to years.